We're very pleased to see that 3,000 Malian refugees were able to move back to Goudoubou camp. They had fled violence in Mali, and they've been living in two camps, Goudoubou and Mantao. And in March last year, there's been some attacks on the security post near the camp by armed groups, and they were also threatened and received an ultimatum. So that's when they left to the nearby city of Dori, where UNHCR had assisted them in paying their rent and then providing some water for them to be able to live.
It must have been so hard for them, first to have to flee Mali, and then have to flee from the refugee camp in Burkina Faso, where they seem to have achieved at least some measure of stability or normalcy.
And they were actually requesting us to go back to the camp. So that's when we worked with authorities to strengthen the facilities within the camp, to build up to 1,500 shelters. Some had been damaged or destroyed by the weather when the camp was left empty. And then we refurbished and we restocked the health clinic and the primary and secondary school that are ready to reopen and will welcome students after the holiday break. We also expecting livelihoods to return, including farming, pastures, land for cattle. And it's already extremely pleasant to see that they're already reopening small businesses in the camp, including grocery shops and butchers, which is an excellent first step.
And of course, you had to work with the authorities to make sure that better security was in place this time.
We held discussions at the regional and at the central level, and thankfully they agreed to increase the security measures. They sent some additional personnel. They decided to increase the patrols, and we supported them also with some of the reinforcement of the infrastructure.
Tell me about the return itself. It must have been quite something to see.
It was done in several days with a convoy of buses and trucks, but also some refugees also used motorbikes or tricycles. Some also moved on foot with their cattle. So it was quite a vibrant scene to witness.
And then there's the additional danger posed by the worldwide COVID pandemic. How did that figure into UNHCR activities?
So with COVID, we held some sensitization sessions with refugees and also internally displaced people in Burkina Faso to inform them about the outbreak and to encourage them to respect the preventative measures. We also did a number of distributions of soap and hand-washing devices.
It's actually quite big-hearted on the part of Burkina Faso and its people, who are already undergoing extremely hard times themselves.
Yes, this positive development comes also in the context of massive displacements in the country due to insecurity and violence, with more than 1 million people inside Burkina Faso displaced in what UNHCR calls one of the fastest growing displacement crisis in the world. It shows great generosity in light of the turmoil that the country is going through.
I understand there are more refugees who are ready to return back to the camp from the town.
Yes, yeah, so we're expecting the returns to continue in the coming weeks, over 2,100 people, and we'll continue to work with the authorities to organize those additional returns.